Hey, y'all, and welcome to I Just Called to Say, your reality TV and pop culture podcast. I'm your reality TV bestie, Megan Pew Pew. And you can follow all the fun at Megan Pew Pew. And you can continue to follow all the fun at I Just Called to Say podcast. Like, subscribe, tell your mama and them. Let me know what shows you're watching. And I'll let you know what shows I'm watching so we can banter, babes. But today's episode does feel a little bit like a state of an emergency because, okay, well, actually, the last 4 weeks were like a state of emergency because for 4 weeks straight, we had no Real Housewives. Like, that is unheard of. I heard a statistic that said we ain't never had no housewives this long since 2016. Now, that should be a shame. 2016. What was happening in 2016? Was that when Trump was getting elected? So that says a lot. Okay. Wait, was that really when he was getting elected? Yeah, that's math. That's history. Look at that. That is a time. And also, I'm on here and I feel like I got a lot of energy and like I'm a little bit out of breath because I'm excited. I'm excited because today when I was watching the Today Show, Hoda and Jenna, they were talking about a new show and I'm watching it right now. Today is Thursday, May 9th. What just dropped is the show on Peacock called Love Undercover. I'm gonna say it again, Love Undercover. You need to be watching this show. We need to be watching it and we need to be supporting each other. There's only 4 episodes out now. So catch up on those 4 so then we can watch it together. Okay, so this show is essentially like Love Island. Okay, we like Love Island, Love Island UK. Let's be specific. Because Love Island USA, it doesn't do it for me. Like it's like, that's just me. I love Love Island UK, Love Island Australia, love them. Okay. So it's giving that kind of energy. It's giving the banta. It's giving the UK banta. It's giving a little bit of TOWIE. Is that how we pronounce it? TOWIE. The only way is Essex. Yeah. It's giving a little bit of that mixed with a POV from an American standpoint. Cause the narrator, though he's giving a little bit of Love Island, he's still got an American accent, but he's shady and we love a shady narrator. So essentially what's happening, we've got some UK footballers who are super wealthy. Some men's got a 18.5 million euro something contract. That's a lot of money over here in the States. But they're making him pretend to be an average Joe. So they've got like 5 UK footballers who got a hell of a lot of money. They are rock stars where they live. Like they can't step outside their London doors with someone being like, oh my God, paparazzi, paparazzi. But in the States, honey, in the States, we don't know who the hell they are. We don't know. I don't know. I am sorry to this man. I am sorry to this man. To these men. We don't know who they are, these 5 men. But they are rock stars where they're from.
We don't have the NFL. We don't have NBA. We have football.
The moment I step out my door, I get recognized.
They have everything.
So they brought him over to the States. Now they're going to date these 10 other women. Ciao. These women don't even know who they are, who these men are.
International men, they know how to live life. They be taking naps in the middle of the day.
And the best part is, actually, I can't even tell you what the best part is because I'm only 7 minutes in, okay? But I'm hooked. I'm hooked. I'm 7 minutes in on episode 2, okay? So the best part so far on the show is that no one knows who they are and the women hold all the power. They're looking at these men's profiles if they're everyday men and they're judging them just based on appearance. And then they get to go on dates with these men, get to know them. They're kind of cohabitating. It's giving a little bit of like a bachelor, bachelorette type vibe. And if they hit it off with one of these dudes, the guy is going to announce who he actually is. And then he's going to take the girl back with him to his hometown to see if they can acclimate to the lifestyle and meet his family and all that jazz. Girls, it is giving, okay? I wanna know who wrote this. I guess I could just look at the credits, but it is so good. I'm really into it. Like I said, it's combining the elements of the best dating reality shows right now. Cause Love Island has been dominating since like 2018, 19. Like we've all been hooked. So I feel like they're taking aspects of Love Island, but they're also taking aspects of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, because that's been tried and true for like, what, 30 years? How old is the show? It's pretty old and it works. We keep the same formula and everyone, we just keep coming back season after season. So I feel like they've like combined these two shows to make the most epic thing, you know? And you know what I do love it's the culture, the different cultures. We're getting some of that English culture, that UK England culture, and then we're getting some of, like, you know, that classic American. But this is the kind of American it's giving. It's all LA, New York, Instagram models. Okay? So these girls are already coming in looking like, they're already looking like Posh Spice wannabes. They're looking for their David Beckhams, but they don't know that these men are David Beckhams. And they all got the same personality that's like,
I am an expensive girl and it takes a lot to keep this up. So if you want to keep this, you better keep up.
It's a lot of like that. It's a lot of vocal fry, a lot of materialism, but you know, that makes for the best TV. So, you know, we can't have no basic girl with no makeup on being like, you know, I'm just here in it. We're not going to watch that. Okay, if they threw one girl in the mix like that, I would actually like to see how she performs. Because you know what? It's always the natural beauties that wins. When you watch Love Island, it's all those little natural beauties that just sneak in. And they're like, oh man, she's fit. I like her. She's like a natural fit beauty. Yeah. Wild card. So yeah, you got to watch the show. Watch the show Love Undercover on Peacock. It's got 4 episodes that are out right now. So super easy to smash those out this weekend. And then, you know, this episode's going to drop on Tuesday. So you hear them on Tuesday, you'll smash them out during the week and then we'll catch up. So that's your homework. Smash these episodes. Sorry, I really punched that smash. I'm sorry if that hurts your ears. I'm watching this. And then I'm also the newest season of Real Housewives of New Jersey that was gifted to us on Cinco de Mayo. And I love hate New Jersey housewives. Because it's family. This is family drama. This is too real. I don't like that. Y'all shouldn't be fighting like that. That's blood. But that's just me. I don't like reality TV when it's family situations like that. But I'm still watch it. And I'm going to still enjoy it. But my heart's still going to ache for Teresa and Joe. You know? Oh, and then Dolores Catania, she's really giving Mob Wives, which that was a great reality TV show. Mob Wives on VH1, that was great. But Dolores Catania, she's giving strong Mob Wives. She's like, Patterson over here, arm up on the chair, leaning back. I love it. I'm here for it. It's a new Dolores. It's a new day. And we get a new episode on Sunday, so I'll report back on that too. What else is happening? This is, like I said, there's a lot going back on because we were on a hiatus for 4 weeks, but now we're getting shows on shows. Netflix is Selling OC, you know, the spinoff of Selling Sunset. Then we got Selling OC. A new season is back of that. And I like Selling OC a little bit more than Selling Sunset because as crazy as it sounds, it's more drama, but in a little intermingly way because Selling Sunset, it's all female drama and that gets old real quick. But Selling OC, we got relationships, we got entanglements, we got video camera footage of things that shouldn't have been happening that were happening, and we're still selling real estate. So tune in for the latest season of Selling OC, Selling the OC. I don't know. The Oppenheim Group show on Netflix. All right. I think that's it for my roundup. That was my state of emergency. I was like, state of emergency, new show, no housewives. But you know what? That's what gets me going. That's what's important to me. And it's important to me that I make sure that I deliver the information to you. Oh, and then the Met Gala. That's what was happening last week. Surprisingly, I didn't do an episode covering the Met Gala because, unpopular opinion, I thought all the looks were boring. I did. I love fashion, but I don't think anyone understood the assignment. It reminded me of the year when they did camp. Y'all remember when they did camp for the Met Gala? Ain't nobody showed up camp enough. I was like, honestly, y'all only invited a couple of queens. The entire cast of Drag Race should have been invited that season. That should have been a given. If anyone's going to serve camp, a queen is going to serve camp. Okay? No one was doing it properly. And this year, this reawakening of Sleeping Beauty, it was giving snooze. I wanted more. But yeah, unpopular opinion. So that's why I didn't feel the need to cover it. Because then it's like, what's she complaining about? She can't even get to the Met Gala. She tried. Did y'all see my story?
We're going to the Met. We haven't planned anything. This is pure spontaneity. This is New York at its best.
We were like, we're going to go. It's going to be so great. The pushing.
The shoving. The
police. The police yelling.
The protesting.
The being lifted. We're at a concert. People are being lifted on each other's shoulders.
Right.
Screaming for, we can't see.
We can't see. You're on someone's shoulders and you still can't see.
Energy of like mosh pit.
Yes,
which is
very
mosh. I'm very anti-mosh pit.
This is why I don't go to fish concerts.
I tried to go to the Met Gala, but the streets were scary. I was like, let me get back home and watch TV and from the comfort of my couch and, you know, hate on people. Okay, well, that's it. Let me know what shows you're watching. Let me know what shows I should be watching. And we'll tune in next week for another episode of I Just Called to Say. Beep, beep.